Hey, football fan Dave Bartu here, breaking down. Actually, right now we are going to be looking back on the last 21 NFL drafts since 2000. First things first, you should have listened to the intro of how this system came about and why and the results. And also, be sure, if you are on Twitter, follow us. Follow the Pro Athletes Hemp Association. Their new Twitter account is Hemp for Pros. Hemp for Pros. Super easy to find. Follow it. If you follow it, you're following me because I am part of that on the grow side, the genetic side, product formulation. It's going to be a ton of content, not only about the CBD and hemp industry and getting you informed about this emerging I'd say niche, but also, wink, you just might get to hear a few NFL Hall of Fame players talk about, well, things I ask them to talk about. Pretty excited. Pretty damn exciting. So, but let's get back to why you are here, and that is breaking down the three-step process of the NFL draft using, well, my piece of paper. I was going to go year by year with this, but I started looking at the numbers, and the clear pattern was as the draft went along, especially after the third round, the guys that check all the boxes in my system didn't, I wouldn't say they weren't as successful. Now, I don't know what that was. Maybe they just weren't as talented. Maybe they were drafted so low they never really got a chance to start. So, my system is three things. A quarterback effect ranking. I have an experience ranking. And I have a recruiting ease of schedule ranking. So, basically, as we just got done talking about round four, and the amazing numbers in there. Now we move on to round three. A lot more pressure on these picks. Really trying to find value here because this is where you find starters at all levels on offense and defense. So these picks, we're starting to get into some real value range. And it's still amazing. It really is. So the fourth round, there were 27 guys that were picked. Actually, 29 in the fourth round. In the third round, there's only 27 guys picked since 2000. Of those 27 guys, 17 of them didn't check all the boxes. Terrell Pryor, Giovanni Carmazzi, Andrew Walters, Garrett Grayson, Mason Rudolph, Chris Redman, Josh McCown. Which McCown still hanging around? Might be him. Charlie Whitehurst didn't check all the boxes. He's one of the real exceptions. Colt McCoy, David Green, Brody Croyle, Davis Webb, Dave Ragone. Trent Edwards, Kevin O'Connell, Cody Kessler, and Chris Sims. All of them didn't check all the boxes. I should probably look up the McCown guy. Maybe he's still in the NFL. But McCown and Whitehurst. Whitehurst got a little bit of run. He hung around for a while. Pretty scrappy guy. But overall, the results suck. I mean, you're talking 15 out of 17, maybe 16 out of 17 didn't work out. I'm going 16 out of 17, but I'll take 15. I didn't look up McCown there exactly, but certainly the numbers are not in favor of any of the guys that don't check off the three critical intangible boxes. The other 10 guys, and it's kind of a mishmash of decent success, good success, really good, and Hall of Fame. The three guys that obviously didn't work out, Ryan Mallett out of Arkansas to the Patriots. That one, I remember that one. That was a little bit disappointing. Will Greer, maybe the jury's still out. I don't know. He got drafted by the Panthers. That was a bad draft he was in. I thought there was a lot. I thought that was a good value in round three. And C.J. Beathard, who I think he's still in the league, even though he got drafted in the third round, he had good quarterback effect. It was good value. I think he's a backup somewhere. But so I'm taking those three as the ones that didn't make it. But the other seven, Charlie Fry out of Akron had a nice long run in the NFL. Mike Glennon, he's still playing out of North Carolina State. Sean Mannion out of Oregon State had a decent run there. Matt Schaub was in the league for a while. Jacoby Brissett out of North Carolina State, he's still playing. A guy named Nick Foles out of Arizona, he's still playing. And obviously the number one guy in the third round, Russell Wilson. And yes, he is still playing. So overall, I have the plus success side, the plus side at 7 of 10 for 70%. The guys that didn't check all the boxes, I have it as 1 out of 17. We can even give them 2 out of 17 if we want to be generous over McCown and Whitehurst, which is still an 88% correct projection. Overall, nearly 90% on the third round since 2000. Between the third and fourth round, now we are talking 33 out of 35 correct picks on guys that should fail, and guys that checked all the boxes was 12 out of 19. Almost 65%, which is bloody phenomenal as well. So I personally am extremely pleased with how that has turned out over the last 21 years. And I'm really interested to see who goes in the third and fourth round this year. Obviously, the numbers say if the guy isn't checking off the boxes, he ain't going to make it. And folks, there is a shit ton of people in this draft that don't check off the boxes, not even close. Anyways, that is round three wrap up. Next one up, round two. This is Dave Bart II, the CFB Matrix, temporarily the NFL Matrix for the NFL draft by the quarterback position. Thank you for joining me.